It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Phil Blundell and with Jim Johnson to look ahead to the midweek programme. Full programme, 10 games, not 12, that'd be mad. 10 games.
Just added 14.
Just added some lads in there. It is 10 games across the three nights, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. So we'll just do them in that order. We're not going to do every game, but we'll do the majority of them and go from there. Coming up on the phone, I've got Robbie Scotcher, I've got Luke Davies and I've got Andy Middleton. Tuesday then. I'm not saying this league is mad, Phil, but if Brighton win and they play Bournemouth, they go level with Bournemouth. And it's as simple as the value currently with the way that mid-table is. As soon as you get beneath Arsenal and go all the way down to around where Brentford are, it's so congested. And the value of just getting four wins and six is huge. And the value of suddenly someone like Matoma rocking up and hitting the form he was in two seasons ago is absolutely huge as well. And that's what's driven this Brighton side on.
Yeah, you put a run together, you get a favourable little run of fixtures, and I think that's possibly what Brighton have had, really. Southampton away, there's a Chelsea at home, and it's just been quite nice for them. And if you piece wins together, all of a sudden you go, oh, hang on, is that, oh, okay, brilliant. And they've done this off the back of, this comes off the back of losing 7-0 to Nottingham Forest as well. The thing about it is, if you put a couple of results together, you change quite drastically what your season looks like when you're in that middle bit, because like, I think some of the Bournemouth things, for example, got a little bit carried away is maybe not the right way of putting it, but it sort of was just expected that Bournemouth were just going to win 5, 6, 7 in a row, and you're talking club record territory if Bournemouth do that and suddenly go and go on that run and get themselves way up into the top four, which, you know, it's just not going to happen. And sort of stuff like Bournemouth, I know there was Zabanyi sent off, didn't they? And they go down to 10 men. All of a sudden, you're playing Wolves at home with 10 men. It's a difficult game. But these things just sort of happen. And that's why these teams are all in that middle bit, in that it just goes, it's a bit messed up, it's a bit varied. And you do see things like this. And you could almost, we've just done a weekend show, haven't we? And we sort of talked about who will come seventh. And it could really be any of them. And it just sort of feels like some balls are just going to fall in the right place for teams, and that's that.